a few minutes. Well, as we talk about how to cautiously reopen things, a big part of that discussion is about school. And part of the conversation yesterday at that Senate hearing was, will schools be able to open in the fall? And we don't know if they will or not, but they are planning for that. Joining us right now is the superintendent of St. Clair County, RESA, Dr. Kevin Miller. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. Are we going to be able to reopen schools in the fall?
Boy, I sure hope so, Paul. But only time will tell that. Here's the dilemma for schools with the way the situation is now, and obviously we've moved to online and at a distance learning, if you will. But we're also looking ahead to the fall, and while we're focusing on the right now, we're looking ahead to fall kind of almost like peering around the corner, if you will, and we don't know. And so I'd rather like a decision sooner than later because of the fact that we could prepare differently if we knew we were not going to be in a traditional setting in the fall. But I think if we continue to see signs like we've seen over the last couple of weeks, that it's more promising to have students in person in the fall. But we're also preparing for the inevitability that if this were to happen again, and we've got to have a plan in place for that contingency as well.
I mean, what happened this year was, and the phrase that I heard over and over, I know it's a cliche, but it's a great analogy. It's like building the airplane while it's going down the runway. I mean, one day you were in school, the next day not only were you not in school, but it was likely that you weren't going to be in school for the rest of the school year.
Exactly. And I give our staff in all of our local districts a tremendous amount of credit. I know that sounds cliche-ish as well, but our teachers and administrators have adapted on the fly, and I know there's our people that are critical out there about our profession, but I've never been more proud of the fact that our teachers and administrators adapted, like you said, a great analogy, on the fly or moving down the runway, and have made the best of obviously a not ideal situation. If you look around the state and you look around our area at some of the things that are happening, teachers are they're thriving because of the relationships they'd already built with children in the lower grades and our young adults in the upper grades. And that's made it easier to reconnect online, if you will. And they've adapted, I think, just as well as you and I are doing this at a distance because of that same situation. And we've adapted. And I give our educators in the area and around the state a lot of credit for the way they've adapted to the situation.
So, Kevin, how do you plan for next year? I know you've got a committee of educators from around St. Clair County that are meeting on a regular basis to plan for next year, right?
Yes, and I think it's, as you mentioned earlier, I think we prepare for the same situation we have now, and if it's better than that, then great. Then we're back in person, or if it's a hybrid plan, like, potentially, and I heard this earlier this week for the first time, of alternating days potentially to keep the number down. So there's several different plans we've got to look at. But I think we look at it as if even if it's not on September 5th, even if it's again in the late fall, if we had another spike or we had some are predicting, during the flu season next winter, we've got to prepare as if we had to do this again. And I think will be better because of that preparation. We can look at a learning management system, which is what we're doing at RESA. We're looking at a potential learning management system that we could put in place for all students in St. Clair County, work together with our experts on curriculum, work together with teachers on putting together some opportunities for us to share countywide or even statewide with a network that would allow us to have a system to literally flip a switch and put students online at a moment's notice.
Do you have concerns about education funding from the state? Obviously, the state is having to reexamine their budget priorities this year. Do you worry about education being cut?
I do, and I think it's inevitable. I wish I knew the amount, we were talking as a group of superintendents last week. Actually, it would have been a week before last on Friday. We met as all the superintendents online, and we were talking about those of us who were in the superintendency, and I was in 2010, the 2010-2011 school year, we took a $470 per student cut in the middle of the year in January. And those were kind of, that was the, I think, the darkest time of our Great Recession between 27 and 2012. And I think we're in even a darker time if you look economically at the fact that we're looking at a potential of $7 billion shortfall over this fiscal year and next fiscal year. There's no way on earth education is not going to be cut. We can't be spared when everything else is going to be cut. We're talking with one of the state budget leaders yesterday who made the point of this is over 27% of our budget around the state. And so to think that education is going to be scared, I think would be naive. We're not going to be spared. But I'm hoping it's not the some of the numbers I've heard of up to $1,000 a student. That would be devastating, and I think you'd see dozens of school districts around the state, basically they would go bankrupt under that scenario. So I don't think we can let that happen from a state perspective. So I'm hoping, and this is horrible to say, I'm hoping that 500 to 700 is the max that we would face in a cut. But even that is the most devastating cut we'll have ever seen in education in our state. But we've never seen times like this economically either. So that's kind of what we're bracing for. And if it's better than that, then I think that's, you've braced for the worst. And if it's better than that, it's a good thing.
Kevin, what advice do you have for parents who are, anxiously awaiting the end of this academic year and looking ahead to the fall? Obviously, there are a lot of uncertainties and a lot of unknowns about what school is going to look like next year. But what advice do you have for parents as they prepare for that?
I think they need to just be encouraging their kids. All throughout this, we've talked as administrators and as staff around the county and around the state about we've got to continue to be positive influences on students. This is unlike something we've ever seen. But at the same time, life goes on and we need to make the best of it. I think my best advice to parents over these next 4 months would be to continue to help your child learn. Whatever grade level they are, whatever they can read, whatever they can do to continue learning over the summer, that would be, I think, would prepare them better for the fall. We know as educators, we're going to have to go back and do some looking at what March, April, May, and June would have brought to the classroom, and we're going to have to intervene in the fall to bring students up to date. So this is certainly going to have an impact, and it's most certainly going to have an impact on those most at risk in our community, those who don't have broadband internet at home, for instance, those who, the parents have been working and the students have really struggled to do a lot online. That certainly we're worried about that gap becoming between the haves and the have-nots becoming larger. And that's one of the things that I've been working on from a statewide perspective is looking at the future and the need for broadband universally, the access to the internet universally, no matter where you are living in our county. That can't be a barrier in the future. And so as we look forward and learn from this pandemic, I think there are some things we can do to come out of this differently and look at everything differently as well.
Absolutely. It has been a really interesting time for education. I think that parents appreciate teachers a lot more than they, not saying that they didn't appreciate them before, but I think that parents are really getting a sense of what teachers do.
There's an old adage, right, Paul, and we've all heard it, but I think it certainly applies in this pandemic and the lack of face-to-face interaction between teacher and student. Never know what you have until it's gone, right? And the inability now for students to be in person with teachers, I think teachers have a huge influence when they interact with students face-to-face and develop those relationships. You can keep those up online. But as I would tell you right now, I'd prefer to be talking with you in person because there's something about meeting with you, even when we do these interviews, face-to-face across a short table at the radio station that it is talking with you online. And that's the same for education. It's just not the same. I think there's an opportunity for us to learn and do some things online in the future in a blended format, but boy, I sure do miss the face-to-face opportunity to be meeting with people.
Yeah, boy, I think we all do, Kevin. This has been a really rough couple of months and a rough several months ahead before we come out the other side. But it has been really interesting to watch how education has responded to this, how teachers and administrators have you know, met the needs of kids best they could. And I know you're not sure what next school year is going to look like yet. None of us are. But good luck in all that planning that you have to do.
Thanks, Paul. And again, I think I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. And all we do is face the situation that we have in front of us with the best knowledge that we have, the best research that we have, work hard to make learning the best that we can for students with whatever situation we're dealt. And I think that's the way we look at the fall. And we just hope and pray that we'll get somewhat back to normal, whatever that new normal is. And get back to maybe a more traditional look come September 6th.
Absolutely. Kevin, appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk again. Take care and be well.
Thanks, Paul. Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Dr. Kevin Miller, St. Clair County RESIS Superintendent. And